Good luck. I'm sorry I'm late. The Mishnah in Avos Perek Dalet, the famous Mishnah, Mishnah Yud Beis. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Shloisha Ksarim Heim, Kesa Teira, Vekesa Kuna, Vekesa Malchus. Vekesa Shem Toiv, Ola Aga Bein. Kadosh Baruch Hu created three different Ksarim, three different Inyanim to be of Gedula. One is Teira, one is Kuna, one is Malchus. But yet, Kesa Shem Toiv is even Ola Aga Bein. What is this Kesa Shem Toiv? So, Pachvat, the Kesa Shem Toiv is a good name. And that's more important. That's Oila Al Gabein. That's more important than the other three. The Chavetz Chaim suggests a novel pshat based on the Gemara in Shabbos, Taf Kavdalet Omer Aleph. The Gemara says the following. Also a famous Gemara. The Gemara dashens the Aleph Beis. The Gemara says, what's Aleph Beis, Aleph Bino, Gimel Dalet? What's Gimel Dalet stands for? Gimel Dalem. My time of Pshutikai. The Gimel, Lagabe Dalet, Shekindakush, Ogemel Chasodim, Loritz Acha Dalem. Ogemel Chasodim is Loritz, runs after the Dalem. On my time of Pshutikai, the Dalet, Lagabe Gimel, the Limsilei Navshe. Alright, on my time, Hada Ape, the Dalem, Gimel, the Litinle Bitsino. We're learning about different inyonim of Tzedakah from Gimel Dalet, the Tzurus Oisius. The Litinle Bitsino, Kekadil, Elixif Mene. All right. The Gemara continues. Hey, Vav, Zeh Shmoy Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What Zayin Ches Tes Yud Chof in Lamed? That the Gemara says, V'mato Oisei Kein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Zayin Zon Oisach, Ches V'chon Oisach, Tes U'meitiv L'cho, V'noisim L'cho Yerusha, that's Yud V'koysh L'cho, Kese Lo'ilam Haba. That's a Chof in the Lamed. Kese Lo'ilam Haba. So the Chavetz Chaim says, this is the Keser. The Keser is that it's, in this Gemara, it says if you're Aleph Bina and Gemol Dalem, if you give Tzedakah, you're Gemol Dalem, you're right after the Loritz Achad Dalem, that type of a Gemol Chasadim you are, with that you're going to be Zeicha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Koysha Lecha Keser Lo'ilam Haba. Who Koysha Lecha Keser Lo'ilam Haba. And that Keser, Dr. Chavetz Chaim, is the Keser that the Mishnah Avos was referring to. Yes, there are three Ksarim, but Keser Shem Tov is Eila Agabein. What's the Keser Shem Tov? The Keser Shem Tov is this Keser, to be Zeicha for this Keser. That if a person is a Gemel Dalim, he'll be Zeicha that a Kosh Baruch Hu will be Koysha Lecha Keser Lo'ilam Haba. And that is the Keser Shem Tov Eila Agabein. A novel pshat from the Chavetz Chaim. All right. We're up to Simin Reish Nun. No, that wasn't the kasha. You're right, that's a different kasha. No, he was just saying, what does it mean, Kesa Shem Tov Al Gaban? What does it mean? So, Basha means the Kesa Shem Tov itself. He says it's referring to that Kesa. The Kesa over there in Gemon Shabbos, that Kosh Baruch is Kesa Loi, Loilam Haba. And how are you zeichin it by being a gemol dalem? That is Eila Gabeim. That has more significance. It's more chashivis to that shame, to that keser than the other ksarim. The keser that one earns is a reward for gemol dalem. That's zeichin. That's Eila Gabeim. All right. We're up to the Simin Reish Nun Aleph. Till now we were discussing in Reish Mem Tes. We discussed the Shemayna Malas of how to give tzedakah, what type of sensitivity that's is required, the Malas of how to do it, not to shame him. At the end of Reish Mem Tes, we discussed certain Malas in terms of purpose, that it's more important to be Mesi, Yisoymis, Besulus, it's more important to support Torah in Yonim. Now we're concentrating in this simin is on the recipients. When all else, let's leave those variables out. Just in terms of recipients, which recipient takes precedent? Even if it's everyone is lagabi marriage, or everyone is lagabi chaylim, or everyone is lagabi malam de taira. When all else is equal, there's still Kedimus based on the person who he is, based on the receiver, based on if he is a Ben Ir, if he's a Karev, and we're going to see. And there's certain anim that you cannot give. Let's start and we'll see how far we can get. Zak the Mechabe Sif Aleph. Sorry? Reish Nun Aleph Sif Aleph. Mishuhu Avaryun Bemezid. Someone who's an Avaryun Bemezid, intentionally he is Oiva Isurim. al achas, even if it's only on one, mikol mitzvah umurus betari, even on one issa, he is he fails to be mekayim. It's one issa that he's over v'lo asa tshuva, and he did not do tshuva. Einu chayv lachiyase v'lo lavoisei. You're not mechuyev to be mekayim and not to be ma'av him any money. That means, if a person is an avarian, and we're talking, you're going to see, we're talking about even a son who's an avarian litayoven, he's a mumma litayoven. If a person is a mumma litayoven, he already left the category of a chicha. He's no longer considered your brother. He's not a chicha b'mitzvah. He's not no longer your brother. You don't treat him like a brother. And memela, the mitzvahs that the Torah gives, how to deal with brothers, are not applicable with him. For example, in yonim of to be malva, you're supposed to be malva achicha. Him, he's not achicha. You don't have to be malva. You have to be mechaya, right? We learned that the mitzvah lachiyosei. That mitzvah lachiyosei is only by achicha. If he's not achicha, if he's not a mechal achicha, then you no longer have the mitzvah of lachiyosei. And so too, lagabi tzedakah. I mean, that's a form of lachiyosei. The yonim of tzedakah will not be applicable to such a person. And here we're talking about even someone who's only a avarian litayoven. Yet we are mefanisim ani oivde kochavim ani yisrael. Even though ani oivde kochavim is zicha, not a chicha, and adrabe, if anything, there's a surim of leisei chanim, you know, like give them matonis. But nevertheless, you could be mefanis the aniim together with ani yisrael mebnei dake shalom. So machlek is rishonim if it's dafka together with ani yisrael. That's a loshim. Im ani yisrael means if you have them collecting it together, the Yisrael and Akam are coming together, so that if the guy is Peshet Yad and you're going to turn him down, it's going to be Eva. Look, he sees, oh, the Yid who was Peshet Yad you gave, and me who I was Peshet Yad you didn't give, so that's going to cause a rift. That's one Rishayim. The other Rishayim says, no, that afilu if the Ani Yisrael, the Ani Akam are not together with the Ani Yisrael, nevertheless, also Nedake Shalom, you still have to be Mafanis. And if you look in the Shach, Sivkotan Beis, Hitaka goes with that, Chita Lav Dafka, Zakta Shach, it doesn't have to be together, Ima Ani Yisrael. El afilu Ani, Ivdi Kochavim Luchud, Mafanisim, Uasim Nedake Shalom. There's a Drisha in Kesham Mishpat in Reish Samach Vav, who suggests, he starts off like that, that I, the Gemara, says, Im ani Yisrael, and he says that's only because there's still a Svarim Nedak Yisraelim, because we live in a neighborhood that there are Ani Yisrael and Ani Akam, and he's going to know that the Ani Yisrael are being provided for. So in the same town, Vait is going to cause a rift. Vait is going to be an Inyan of Nedak Yisraelim to give him. But let's say it will be a place that totally the Goyim are on their own, then there wouldn't be this Inyan of Mimfanis and Nedak Yisraelim. But at the end, because the Svarah doesn't apply, but at the end, he says, once they gave this het, you have to understand the drisha, but he says, once, I didn't see anyone argue, once they gave this het, the Yalad bin Mefanis, and Yaakum, and there's no problem with Leisei Chanim, then he says that they gave this heter, even if it doesn't pass the Svarah, Daki Shalom, even if it's in a Mamakum, that there's no Yidin Bechlal, and there won't be any problem with Daki Shalom, because the guy will never see me, yet being Mefanis, a Yid, and not him, nevertheless, you still have a heter to be Mefanis him. I guess it's in this klalim nedaki shalom, even though the time of daki shalom doesn't apply. And then one could done when you get these phone calls, there got to be police or firemen or in the navy. I got this week, you know, these type of things. Even though they don't even know you're a yid, or you have to know how vai to take it, there might be a heter to give them al this inyan, even if the svarim nedaki shalom doesn't apply. But again, and the drisha is zicha a chiddush. But I didn't see anyone in print who argues.
Half time, you know. A lot of times are frauds. You know that, so.
Oh, yeah?
More
often.
Yeah.
And isn't it supposed to be an address he's supposed to send the check to?
Yeah, they give you take your credit card that way to figure it out. Most of the time, it's
got
to follow their
papers. Oh, yeah. Okay. Anyway. Yeah. It's a chiddush. Well, if the svar is out from Nedaki Shalom, so good. So you could hear that there was a tzarich involved. Might be even begedi. You have to know how vayta dege. When they pukuk nefesh, you have to know how vayta dege. But if you go like the drisha, that once they were oikar, they oikar, even if the svar from Nedaki Shalom doesn't pass, that's a chiddush. What happened to Leisei Chanim? What happened? Like, how do they do that? Okay, good. So they discuss it by the free Evan in the Kanaim. But here, again, in the Drisha's cases, you're not doing it. What's as far as what you're doing it for? Nevertheless, he says it's a matam. So then you're saying it's something else. You're saying that Be'etzim, even B'mokim, that the only goyim, there is still a Dina Dake Shon, because they know that generally Yidden are benevolent, and if you're not going to give me, oh, it must be because you have a rift between the Yidden and the goyim. So you're saying that Be'etzim, even then, is a sort of Dake Shalom. If you look in the Trisha, there's not mashma like that. It's mashma that faket, that even though there's no sort of Dake Shalom, but Kivan, once they were matter, it's a shuv that's lachilko, and you have a heta no matter what. It's a chiddush. All right. Now this Sif Aleph is talking about a Mumula Teyavin. I would like to do Sif Aleph and Beis together, and I'll try to get back to it, because Sif Beis, Elu Mezeh, is talking about Mumula Hakas.
At least if I had a problem, you could say giving to yourself, though.
Giving to yourself? Oh, who knows what it is?
No, they look at you favorably.
What, you think, therefore, they're going to respond to the call quicker?
They see the sticker, they'll say,
ah. All right. Siv Beis, Mishu Avarian Lahachis. If someone is an Avarian Lahachis, that's already worse, that's he's already a Mumma Lahachis. Afilu Lum Mitzvah Achis, even again, only to one Mitzvah. Kagoyin, what's the case? Sho'echel Nevela Hechad Ishchiach Basak Shera. The definition of a Mumma Lahachis means is he has the ability to do the same thing. He's not doing it for a taiva because he could do the exact same thing. He could eat a kosher piece of meat. And why does he go to a kosher restaurant for? There are good kosher restaurants for. Why is he doing that for? Then he must be a mumalakis. He had the ability. He's not doing litei oven, so he must be a mumalakis. Such a person is also lefteisim nishba. Not only is he yotzim mechal achicha and yom vechiv lachyesev alolavoyse, it's actually an issa. You're not allowed to be paid to him, even if you wanted to do an inin of lefnim yishur sadin. It's also lefteisim nishba. Fakari has a din of meridin, and you're supposed to allow him to die, and you're now allowed to be paid him. Aval, avarim litayoven, however, will only be a mumma litayoven. Ain't issa bedava. You don't have an issa bedava imroitim leftaisai. You could do it if you'd like. Ava emachu yavim bekach. You don't have to because it's yatsa mekhal achicha. So there's a chil between mumma lahakas and mumma litayoven. They're both yatsa mekhal achicha. The nafkamina just is that a mumma litayoven, there's no issa to be mechayim. But shenkin a mumma lahakas, there is an issa. You're not allowed to help him out. Right, that's what we're going to see. Yeah, Miat Hashem. But so basically you have Mumma Litayoven and Mumma Lahachis. Now, let's start again. If you look in the Shach, in Sifkot Aleph, it says, Avarian, what does an Avarian mean? Loshen Avarian Mashma Shehu Rogel La'avar. In order to have the title of Mumma Litayoven, that your yotzim mechalal achicha, it has to be somebody who does it keseda. Not he was once nikshal, he chapped, and he wanted to say a good juicy piece of lashon hara or whatever it was, and he wanted to just eat this, or he chapped an ice cream or whatever it was. That's not a mumma litayoven. It has to do it keseda. And if you look at the end of the shak, he says, Shem ova aver litayoven pamachas lo yotzim mechalal achva bezeh. A one-time slip. One time doesn't make the person into a mumma litayoven, and he's still a chicha, and you still have a mitzvah, olachyayisai, olavoyisai, olavdayisai, etc. But if we're talking about who's an avarian, that he's a mumma litayoven kesedi, he constantly does these things, he constantly does his niksha because of his taivis, that person is yotzei mechalal achva. Now, it's mashma. Okay, this is going to be a problem. This word of the shak that he says is dafka when he does it, keseda happens to be a taz as well. There's a long taz here in Sifka Kut and Aleph. Other paiskin as well. La halacha, in order for someone to be considered a mumma litayoven, he has to do a keseda. If he does it one time, twice, or whatever it is, that doesn't make him a mumma litayoven. All right. Now, there's a diak here going on here. In Sif Beis, it says that it's also liftaisai, but mashenkin. I mean, the Ramah puts it up, you don't have an issa liftaisai, you're just not mechuyiv bekach, you don't have to, but and that's l'chayiv meduyik already from before. But if you look, let's see the shaks. Sorry? L'chayiv, it wouldn't be stuck, it's not a kima stuck, because it's not a chicha. But if you want to do it to help him out, you know, lefnimishus, then you could, but I don't know, you have to know if it's chazer also, because again, he's not a chicha, but yeah, I guess, he's 40 years, then you're helping him out. But I don't think it's, once he's yatsum mechal achicha, I don't think you can count this as tzedakah. All right, now, you had brought up, but let's look in Sifkot and Gimel. It says over here that by a mumma lahachis, it's also leftoisa im nishpa. You're not allowed. So if you look in the shach, Zok the shach in Sifkot and Gimel, umashma, Not only are you not allowed to be paidin, that's mamish, I'm saving him from retzicha, so because also din maridin, he's supposed to die. But hu adin, even if he's not holding by dying, he just wants a quarter or whatever it is, still it's also the zayne lefana. So you can't help him out in any which way because he's a mamalachis. He doesn't deserve to be helped out. Uvatur b'smak mashma. The Enochayv, when they bring down this halacha, they just bring down this Enochayv leftaisai, but avuli sirolek, but mashma that there's no issa, and lechayy it's not true. About that there is an issa to help out even a mumbalahakis. The kotzer abak, so the mabak tried to give this teretz the mechalkim bein panos lepidyon. He wanted to say it's only an issa. The gemara that says it's also leftaisai is only by leftaisai, but panosa to just give him a quarter would be mota. That's the bak's teretz. V'loy nehira, and he argues with it. And other poskim, the Taz, other poskim as well, argue that there's no chilek. Avad, and once it's usul of Taisei, Avad, you can't help him out either. V'oid, Nachshvei proves that Sherekosu came b'shem ha-re'im, the Yireim, v'divr re'im him b'sef Yireim simnim ha-mzayin, o'mash ma'asim lehedya, den chilek b'zayin chom, that are by a mumma lahachas, you can't be mavanis him either. You can't be malvim him, you can't help him out, you can't be mechayim in any which way. Alright, so that now you have a kasha. That means that you have a kasha, but l'chayr, it's also v'daisa. Why is it to a mashma that it would be, that you don't have a chi, but it would be mutta to give him tzedakah? Why is it mutta? L'chayr, it's also v'daisa. So, the shach gives a teretz, a preacher says a teretz, that maybe this mumma lahachas, that's us, is only if he also a mumma lahachas many times. If he's mumma lahachas once, then you don't have an issa. But if you look at the Shaki a few lines later, he says, and the Taz goes to town to argue on this Prisha, and he says also, Shadaykak lakalak b'mumma lahakas bin rogu b'kak aloy, d'ma b'kak, saif miyad, ois alakas. Once he does it one time, he does it lahakas, already he's ois achicha. And he brings many rais. And if you look, you can look at the Taz of Karnal, if I'm jumping, breaking it up here, but look in the Taz of the same thing. But two kasab is there, only oiva alakas mekolam mitzvahs, einu chayv litin loy tzedakah, he had the order around, switched around. He did the lachas first. The Rabbi Ami, the Gemara's Mufreshes in Gittin, Taf Menzayin is Mufur Dasa Lachia. He said, you now repay to him. Vitirz Beprisha, the Belahakas, Bechazim, the Mikri Mumma, then Isa Belachia. He said, the Chem Bemumma Shoisa Abepam, I feel that you haven't had the Kane. Ava Bemumma Lahakas, when is Mumma Lahakas, when is it din of Mumma Lahakas? That's also his only Hanya Bahabi Pomim, Yesh Isa Lachia. He said, for the Nihirli Niz Zaiti, the Gamma Pamakas, Kashoisa Lachas, Yesh Isa. So the Taz and Shach agree on this as well, not like the Drisha, that there's no chilek. Once you are mumma lahakas, once you do it one time, in spite, one time b'merida lahakas, that's it. You're ois achva, and you have already an issa to treat him like an achva. You already have an issa leftoisa to give him any tzedakah. And the Shach and Taz both agree. So it means on both accounts. It means they both argue with the Bach's Chilek Avad, it's also to help him out. And they hold even one time is already also. So what could be Pshat in the Tur? So if you look at the bottom line of the Shach over here on this page, Vayu nearly Loima, Datur Meiri in Tensanto Hamtso, Datur Meiri Kan, Be'enu Mumma Lahachis. He's not a Mumma Lahachis. V'loi L'Teyavin. He's not a mumalakis and he's not a mumalitiyovan. The Shach creates a third madrega, a middle ground. You could have somebody who's not doing a lachis and yet he's not a litiyovan. What is he? Elo, who is he? Shein ochayshish bedava bein oichel isoyet to the bichayav dein is a bedava. He doesn't care. Someone who doesn't care is not a mumalitiyovan and he's not a mumalakis. He's something in the middle. A mumalitiyovan means somebody who bets him as a shem retorah mitzvahs. He wants it, but he chaps a taiva. He's nechshal. But be'etzim, if he has a choice whether to eat a kosher steak or a non-kosher steak, chulil, he'll never eat a non-kosher steak. Havad, he'll eat only the kosher one, because he's a shem retorah mitzvahs b'yisoid. He's trying. That's a mumma l'tayovin. He's nechshal when he has a taiva. A mumma l'hakas is the other extreme. A mumma l'hakas is somebody who, in spite, he could eat the same thing, but in spite, he's going to bedavka eat the trefa one, just to show, he's spiteful, he's not a Shem Yeter Mitzvah, he doesn't care, he's b'merida. That's a mumma lahachas. This person is somebody in the middle. He's indifferent. He's not doing a lataiva. He's not keeping Torah mitzvahs, but he's not spiteful either. He's not doing a lahedya memorita. He just doesn't care. He doesn't differentiate between kosher and non-kosher. To him, it doesn't make a difference. He's not doing it lahaches. That, the Shach says, he created a new daga, and for this new person, this new daga, the Shach says, it's you don't have a mitzvah lachis because he's yatzav kalaka kosher can be mumalit yavin, but you don't have the iser either. In order to have the iser to help somebody out, an iser leftoiser to help him out, it has to be somebody who's spiteful. That person who's spiteful, then he's already reached the madrega. It's awesome. But somebody who's just indifferent is not a mumal lachis that has the din of mumal lachis that it should be awesome. It's a chiddush of the Shach. And if you skip the parentheses. Hey, the parentheses, he quotes it from the Ran, but he says omash mahochi. It's mashal like this, b'divrei ha'im, b'sefi ha'im sham. Why? Because when he quotes over the Gemara, I should say over the Gemara was that there was somebody who was a shavui to Ludoim. He sold himself to Ludoim. Those are cannibalists, they eat people. So he's in a matav of a zakon. He's going to be lunched for tomorrow. And he went over to Rav Ami, and he asked Rav Ami, please be paid to me. You know, we're talking about life and death here. Rav Ami wanted to be paid to him, and Talmidim said, "No, how could he be paid to him? He's Machala Averis, he's Eisa Averis, he's a Mumma." So Rav Ami said, "Maybe he's only a Mumma Litiyavin, so he could be paid to him." So Gemara says, "No, because we have Edim that saw that at Zimnin, that there was a time that he had a choice to eat kosher and treif. He had both in front of him, and he didn't care, and he ate the treif. So you see that he's a Mumma Lahakas, and you can't be paid to him." That's the Gemara. So from here, if you see in the Gemara, then a mumma lahakas, you can't be poida. But a mumma latiyavin, even if you don't have a chiv to be poida, but you're allowed to be poida. You see, Rav Ami was entertaining to be poida him if had he been only a mumma latiyavin. Now, the Shach has a problem. The Gemara says a loshin that is because he had in front of him, he was shavakater of achali siro. But if you see the Yerem Zokta Shach, when Yerem brought down the Gemara, the Yerem says, the other Rav Ami does liftois, but mumma mayir lahakas davi min. So you see that he brought down the Gemara and he quotes it over. It's mamish lahachas. He did it in spite. V'maylo mukilo kepshutoi. Why didn't he bring down the case kepshutoi or kedisa b'shas to chazir liyisrael d'shavet keter v'achal liyisirok? Elavade. The reason is mishum d'bichay gavne. If he just did it, that he didn't care. He was indifferent. He ate the is instead of the kosher. No, ain't is a badava. Even then, Rav Ami would be poyda. The only reason kashem ain't ois lahachas. Maybe he's not doing it in spite. And the only time that you have an issa is when you do it lahachas, when you do it in spite, when you're a min, that's when Rav Ami refused to be paid to him because he was a mumma lahachas. That's the Shach's raya. Now the Pella is, it's a very nice raya, let's say, from Yireim. I mean, the Akronim say it's not Yireim, if you look in Yireim, it's not raya either. But it's a very nice raya from Yireim, but we can do the Gemara's with Vershus Faket. The Gemara says that Rav Ami wanted to be paid to, and they didn't allow him because they said, Zimnin, we saw that there was a time the Edom saw that he was Shavu Keter of Achali Surah. And the Edom don't know he did it in spite or not. It's a Nekimta, it's a Bimimimis in the Gemara. That's talking about Dafka Bumma Lahakas. The Gemara doesn't say that he did it Mamish in spite. The Gemara just said that Zimnin, they saw him, that he was Shavu Keter of Achali Surah. And nevertheless, you see from there that he wasn't Poitim, that it was also to be Poitim. Baruch Shem, the Ksav Seifer in the Chesh Mishpat in Simon Chav asked the Shaila. And the Ksav Seifer wants to say the following teretz. And Be'etim, the Shaila is not just on the Shach, the Shaila is on the Ran. The Shach quotes this Yisoid, that there's this middle dagger from the Ran. And he said, if you have somebody who's just indifferent, that person, you don't have an Issa to be Poydah. Either Gemor Lechay is Mashma Fakert. So the Ksav Seifer says the following teretz, which only works for the Ran and doesn't work for the Shach. And he says, that's Tamuzet. The Gemara is, the Rav Ami's told the Tamidim, so Zaini's a Mumma, but maybe, Amy, he was only a Mumma Litiyavan. Maybe he's only Litiyavan. And for that, I still have a head to be paid him. In fact, the Ksav Soifa, how are you allowed to be paid him? Maybe he's a Mumma Litiyavan. Maybe he's also a Mumma Lahachas. Maybe. And if a Mumma Lahachas, you have an Issa to be paid him, so even though he might be a Mumma Litiyavan, but Zichi, you don't have a Chiv to be paid a Mumma Litiyavan. That we said, it's Yatsam Klalachma. So why would Rav Ami entertain going with Nim Mishur Sadin to be paid to somebody who might be only a Mumma Litiyavan if he might be a Mumma Lahachas and you have an Issa? So on that, Ksav Soifa, what? So, yeah, you're not at the Katskus, you're in front of you doing an Issa here. If on the tzad that he's a Mumma Lahachas, you're even Issa. You don't have a sabbikun that, because you see, even a mumla tiyavin, you're not mechuyv to be poida. in Amechoyiv. It's only Lefnim Mishir Zadin. So you're going to do a Lefnim Mishir Zadin on a Safek Issa? So another Ksav Sofer says a beautiful vart, and he says that Kol Ish Yisrael has a Cheskas Kashis, and until you oikah the Cheskas Kashis, you're not a problem. You find cases that when it's Israel Cheskosik, when a person does a Maisa, and you don't know how it goes, but it's ready, if a person was Mezana, and you don't know if it was a Pnuyah Nature's Itch, whatever, he loses his Cheskas Kashis, you see that he's not Me'anchish Lameinu, you see? So here too, L'chayv, the guy is eating treif, he already lost his Cheskas Kashis. Look to his Cheskas Kashis, no, it's not true. If a person is a Mumulat T'yovin, so he's nikshal only for taiva, that doesn't give him that mamish the extreme of a mumlakas. You can't say, because I see a person eating a juicy steak, juicy pork, that means that he's already... you're right, he might be a mumlakas the oven, but that doesn't give you the right to lose his, to entertain that he loses kasakashas, and to shtelavek, he must be, or at least entertain that he's a mumlakas. Mumlakas is a whole different darga. A mumlakas dik a darga, that's already beyond his maisa, it's beyond the isra of his chazaka that he has, and if he could still shtelavek on the chazaka that he's zichah not a mumalachas. Maybe he was only mumalit the oven. If he was only mumalit the oven, even if it's a suffix, he has a cheskas kashrus, and I'm allowed to be paid to him. On that, they told him that since they saw him, shavik keter vachali sura, that already, whether or not he does it lahachas, that already is Isra Cheskosa. You see that he's not doing it because he chapta daiva. He's seeing he's doing, even if he's only doing because he's indifferent, but he saw he lost his Cheskas Kashas already. And Mamela now, Taka, the reason why you're not allowed to be paid to him, the reason Rabbi Ami refused to be paid to him, is because, even though it's only a Safik, but it's because this word, because if it's a Safik, you have a Safik Issa, and you're now allowed to be over a Safik Issa just because you want to be Mekayim Lefnevish Hasadin. That means, Lo'ilam Dishach, or the Ran is beside the right, that if you're someone who's indifferent, you are still allowed to be boyed him. It's only when he's in spite, you're now allowed to be boyed him. It's awesome. And the reason why Rabbi Ami wasn't paid him is because he had a suffix whether he was in spite or indifferent, and he doesn't have a cheskas kashas anymore because he's not doing it for taiva reasons. That person, if you have a suffix, you weren't allowed to be paid him. But if you know for sure that he's not doing it in spite, he's only doing because he is indifferent, he doesn't care, whatever it is, but it's not mamish lahachas, he's not doing spitefully, then you would be allowed to be boydim. It means he's mekayim the gemari, and he still keeps the halacha of the shak. The shak l'koyi is mefurish not like that. The shak says, alavadim b'shum debechagav, the inyus b'dovo, the shem eino isalachas. Even if it's only a shem eino isalachas, already the shak allows you to be boydim, it's ein isa. But the ksav seifa says, I mean, the gemara is l'koyi faket, at least as I vite, you could take out the ksav seifa, that if you know for sure he's not doing it in spite, then you would be allowed to be poyter, even though you don't have a chiyuv. All right, this is the Eitzah. The kids, at the end of the day, with the after everything falls, it is also to give anything to a mumma lahachas. Mumma l'tiyavin, or even this minimum madrega, you don't have a chiyuv to give, but you are allowed to give on the fnimishers, and then you could give, you may give, but you don't have a chiv to give. But a son who's a mumalach is, you have an issa to give, and his coach can you now be by him, or who didn't you now be by him?
So we have a political question over here.
Yes?
What's
the Ramesh has a tshuva grada about supporting federations, and Ramesh has a number of problems with it. One is that you now give to a kupa shot tzedakah that there are no talmidei chachamim on top of it, right? We learned in Reish Memtes. What was the case? Parkas mizeh, you're supposed to give to a kupa, and it says in Sif Zayin, v'lo yitin adam l'kupa shat tzedakah lam kin yodeh shamamunu ala nemon v'yodeh alunag bar kishura. So he says these foundations that are not run by Shemir Torah Mitzvahs kosher kain, they are not nei kishura, they don't know hilchas tzedakah, and they don't care about hilchas tzedakah, and they're not going to do it properly, and that's one reason. And then he says kosher kain v'kosher kain, if these organizations also support reform or conservative type of organizations, which he says is worse than even giving lebeis tefla. That's mamish gefelach, he says, is because what you're doing is you're providing the means to be a meisis or mediach in these schools and these shitas that mamish lahach is to be meisis or mediach, to be oikah, emuna and yira and teira. And Mameli says as that alone is kosher kain, it's mamish kosher kain that it's also to provide or to help or to contribute to such organizations. But you can look up the truth from Moshe Barich is on it. All right.
Even the stack of that Yisholam could be still in our
own. because of Daki Shalom, even though, let's say Chanim, they have an Indian to raise, to allow, but that doesn't mean that you're allowed to be Misayel, to be a Mesa Samedia. It's going to be much worse.
The guy sends me, he's being honest. I know if I give him a check, it's going to be 10 times as much if I'm honest somewhere else. So I'm giving a check to Federation for $1,800. I'm going to get back.
That's a she'elus chacham. You need to hear somebody. Usually one wrong doesn't, you know, the end doesn't justify the means in halacha. If you're evil, if you're evil, to be amazing medik, I can't see a heter, but it's already, you have to hear somebody else. All right. So now you want to know lamaisa. So let's start talking about a little more lamaisa. Most people today, that they are, let's say, fry, first of all, they're not lahachis. At best, they're indifferent. So then already you don't have an issa to support them like Tishak. It's just that you don't have a chiv. And then on top of that, I would say most people are really tinnik shenishpiz. And tinnik shenishpiz, the poskim say, is lo yatsa mechal lachicha. In fact, they Shevet Alevi, Lagabi Anos Varm, we once mentioned, holds that it's even lo yatsa mechal amisech, which is even a higher taki. Still consider am shiit chabotayra of a mitzis. But even if he's not amisech, like the mashmo and shmoitz, somebody who's a tinnik shenishpa. Now, what is a tinnik shenishpa? Avad, it's a healthy perspective to assume everyone is a tinnik shenishpa, but and the one who I guess was miyased this idea shtark was the Chazanish. It's attributed to the Chazanish that he was one who said that these people are tinnik shenishpa, good. But nevertheless, as Taipla said, afilu b'das Chazanish, the Chazanish would be moida if they had an elementary school education, even if they didn't have high school education. If they went through a Jewish elementary school through 8th grade and they are fry, then they're no longer a tinnik shenishpa. Then they're ready a mumma. And if they're a mumma, they're ready, then you go to these dinim and you have to know, are they indifferent? Are they spiteful? Sorry?
How should they absorb?
That means they're ready at schooling till the bas mitzvah or bar mitzvah age. That's enough. That's enough. That's what the disciples said. That's enough to be mashrish. Yeah, so obviously we're not talking about a conservative school. If he goes to a orthodox, he goes to a yeshiva, we'll call it, through elementary school, and then the guy goes off to derech. That's the type I don't know, but I'm just telling you what the type said. If you had already elementary school education, is off. Yeah, people never, I'm not kulila donning them. They went through the war, and for that they have an quote-unquote, they claim they have an excuse to be payer goyel. Chulila, I should never done them, and we should never be tested like that, but ledaiti, they happen to be mumarim. In Nebuchadnezzar, Mummer is also a Mummer. He was a Mummer. He had education. He was grown up. He went to Cheder, and he decided to be Pirate Goyim because he saw the Holocaust. Okay, so he's a Pirate Goyim. I'd say he's a Mummer. Then you want to know, and there are a lot of these people floating around. They could give you all the, you know, psukim and whatever. All these guys, it's very nice, but Ladaiti, I mean, you should ask further, but Ladaiti, they are a Mummer. They had a proper education. Their parents were even from, and they went off to Derech. They are Mumarim. They want to know, are they Mumarim Litiyavim? No, because they're Zignan Mumar Litiyavim, because they are Shavik Heterah V'Achali Surah. You want to know, did they go into Mumar Hachas? Probably not. They probably go into this middle Madrega that the Shaykh created, that they're Stam indifferent. Probably. What? That the Ran created. Although there are a lot of places, there's a Choy Kiankiv in Hukas Pesach who says that Bizman Noi, and Koshkin Bizman Neinu, that this concept of Mumlati Yavin doesn't exist, that every Mumlati Yavin is really Mumlachis. Because they are not a din of if they have a choice, they are Shavik Katera Vachali Sura. So they'll have a din of Mumlachis. But at least like Tishak, they'll have this middle dargo that you're not Mechuiv to give, but you don't have an Issa to give them either. Now, if you look at a Pischei Tshuva, so I should mention that from the Mechaba, and the Rambam agrees, is that a mumalati, not only a mumalakas, but even a mumalati oven, you do not have a chiv lachyais of lavoisei, provided, of course, he does a keseda, otherwise he's not a mumalati oven, like Tishak points out. But if you have a person who keseda is nikshal b'yisurim, even though if it's only a machmas taiva, he's a mumalati oven, and you don't have a mitzvah lachyaisei. If you look in the Goyin, actually, the Sifkot and Aleph, so he brings down the Shitas and the Yukim and the Rambam, and at the end, the Goyin says, "V'taisis b'avei dezara, kasvu, v'mechuyavin liftaisai ula havaisai." that a mumala tiyavin is still considered a chicha. Only a mumala hachas it's yatzam makal a chicha. V'chein ikka. The goyin argues with the mechaber and the Rambam. The goyin takes on the shitas hatesis and avodah zarah that a mumala tiyavin is still considered a chicha and you have a mitzvah lachiyasei. So if you would have this, you know, this mitzias of a person who's a mumal l'tayavin, and a chanami loite goin, you would still have a mitzvah to give him tzedakah. So, it's a machlokes, machaber amah and a goin, and even the machaber amah hold that it's no issa to give to a mumal l'tayavin, and loite goin, you even have a chiv, so then l'chayr you should be giving. Obviously, the choice to give to somebody else, and the choice to give to regular people or them, obviously to give to regular people. But nevertheless, if you just looking at the mumal tiyavin in and of itself, you have a machlokes and loyta machar amo, it's not a nis and loyta goin, it's a chiv. Sorry?
Safik
moment. Are you here? All right, so look at the Piskei Tshuva. And Piskei Tshuva has a few stories. It's kedai just to run through. Ayin taz dekan mayir b'mumla tiyavin habay pomim. Or mashma dehocha afilu b'mevakshim lahargoy. Even if they're trying to kill him, you don't have a din to be liftoisai. That's even mashma like that, because the Mechaber said by Mumala Hakas also lefdoisai of avayin l'tiyavin and yisibadavim reitim lefdoisai of avayin l'chuyavim bekak, means even legabi pidyon, which is pashas pidyon shvim, has an element of misa there. V'chei mevu b'chus meram l'blin v'tmi lizak to pesach k'tshuva atshuvis chaves yor shekosef. Here's the story. B'dva Yehudi ganev mefursim shenitvas v'yisru yoysim midai. So Baruch Hashem, he was caught, right? He was a ganav mefursim, and he was caught. Zokt chavis yo, the vaday trichin lishtadel boitzois ulatzilo. You have to try and spend resources and be mishtadel to get him out of jail. Vein loyma, and you shouldn't say hoil shadarka bekach, since he constantly steals. So avadi is only letaiva good, but havi mumo ledave echod. And he's a mumba. Zakta chavis yad mabekach. Lo havi mumba laachis. He's not a mumba laachis. He's only a mumba l'tiyavin. Umashik says imi maachis uganav mefursim havalei misakin rabim. There's a din that if somebody is a tzara l'rabim, if he's someone who couldn't get the rabim in trouble, the Shem Peches and Chesh Mishnah talks about someone who's a counterfeiter. So if he's caught chalila, the government's going to go after the whole shtot. They're going to kill many people in the shtot. So he's a meitzel l'rabim. So then you're allowed to be meitzel him to the authorities. So too, this guy is a ganim. The first thing you want to say is a mesakin l'rabim. Shir shayim l'meitzel v'idei av yikokav. Ein zeh baro loyim v'shebezem mesakin l'rabim. Kim yitvas hu b'avoyna yimbois. Only he'll get in trouble, no one else. V'av ki yesh chilul Hashem. He's going to get caught. They're going to say, oh, you see, they're all a group of bandits. The wise people amongst the goyim don't say that. They have thousands of thieves. And the paiskim never said, a counterfeiter, anyone who comes near him is going to be in trouble. The coins that he counterfeits, that he makes, you spash to be careful. And when they're going to be caught spending them, the kam nefashas nekim yevog mizeli desakano chulila. Meshehengen ganav kazeh. This ganav is not a meitzel arabim, and meilo you have a chiv to be mishtadel to save him. Sfek to piskei tshuva. What's going on? So what? He's not a mumla hachis, but he's a mumla tiyavin. And mumla tiyavin does state he don't have a chiv. Lo zocha klal divrei beisis from Rama b'kan that for mumla tiyavin in chayavim liftaisei. So he's matmi on the chavez yo. V'ze gan kein tema atshuvas kinesis yecheskel. Vaita atshuva. Bish echot shu yoshav b'chotza matara korv l'sakonis nefoshes. Vish ahu hayu mufusim d'rochav lo'y toivim niyev v'gona v'herach im tzrichin l'ftoisa yoysim mekdei domov u'kumashechtav b'shmoy v'lo'y nos asfosav klal lo'y mishen tzorch l'ftoisa afilu b'kdei domov makmash d'rochav lo'y toivim. He didn't mention in the whole tshuva. What do you mean? We're dealing with a mumma, albeit he's a mumma l'tiyavim, but he's a mumma. Why do we have to be paidim? So he has a problem. What's going on? What's going on the Mechaber and Rama? that a mumu l'tiyavin does have a chiyuv of daisei. The ladina yeishlach me afilu beragel, even if someone was ragel, shaloi lamun al dama l'achiyosei kepashon to divrei tezav aviz kachav manal el kupshat divrei Rambam. He holds a Rambam also holds like that. Doichon neves l'tiyavin mitzulati loy v'asal lamun al dama. Good. The ein litchos divrei b'derais api divrei esmag b'shem reim. The reim is mufurish that a mumu l'tiyavin you don't have a chiyuv. Davar la yochid legabai akan dvarav. Once I saw the Bechor Shor, who was willing to take on the Mechaber and Rama and argue, and we had the Goyin as well, who argued with the Mechaber and Rama, the Tyson of Adizor, that a Mumulat Yavan, you do have a Chiev. So, Chloim, Shazel, that's Balei Chuvah Sanal. Good. Or does Ava became Tame Mashal Odibro Klal Mizeh? Good. So, at the end of the day, you're going to have a Machloikis. Gedolei HaPoskim, if by a mumah, it really is machloikis rishonim, a tosis against the Yoreim, and the Shaila had to learn up the Rambam, it's also machloikis HaPoskim, how it trickles down, the machaber and moho, then a mumah l'tehoven, you do not have a chiyuv l'ftoisai, merely you don't have a chiyuv of staka, and leader gisa, you have a chavez yor, and a kinesis yicheskel, and a goyin, and a bachar shor, who passed like tosis of edazar, then mumah l'tehoven, you do have a chiyuv. So, la'alok l'mais, I would probably tell you yes to be machmir. Anyway, don't hold it zanis, it's just you don't have a chiv to be machmir and entertain this shita that a mumul l'tiyoven, you do have a chiv. Obviously, if you have a choice between a mumul l'tiyoven and somebody else who's a treme terem mitzvah, avad the treme terem mitzvahs come first. But mitzad atzmi, mitzad the mumul l'tiyoven in and of itself, l'chayro, you should be machmir since it's a machlekes rishonim, a machlekes gudei le'apayiskim. If anything, the basroi, the later on payiskim, l'chayro hold le'isim. Hold that you have a chiv.
One shahli is where you can claim, and the second shahli is my stock.
So the stock is your own money for it. Correct. Correct. That means you want to know, can you take off my so or not? Because we vite to machloik is, so then vite you in the same thing. How do you know the umakaima mitzvah tzedakah? If you want to know to pati yourself, lechayra, you shouldn't pati yourself because you're going into, you're ending up in nichnas into a machloik is. Yeah, nichnas, it's a good point. They were torturing him more, yeah. Rather, this Chuvi Shevet HaLevi is Manenu. What happens if you have people who are thrown into jail and they're Mumorim? So the Shevet HaLevi suggests, I mean, if you have such a shadi, you gotta ask the Shalos Kakum. We suggest that if he's in the type of a prison that there's no Sakonos Havashis, today there are prisons that there are, depending where they are, there's Sakonos Havashis from the other inmates. But if you're in a Besser prison, you know, a white collar crime, whatever it is, you can go through different types of prisons. But if you're in a better prison that there's no sakonas nefashis, and he's a mumma l'tiyavin, and you have a good reason why you'd rather him stay there, the Shevet HaLevi says you don't have to be mishdala. Yes, it says it actually in two, chelak aleph and chelak hay again. Bekitza, but you can just look at the berichas, all the protein that are required, but it's not so much. If you have such a shayla, avada, you could go ask. All right. Right, dealing with drugs doesn't make you a mumma.
Yeah, but it's not dangerous.
He's dangerous to society. Yeah, but no, but. Yeah. Why is he a maitzel l'ravim? Why? Because he right? Because he sells to other people. Why is he? Why did he turn into a maitzel? Oh yeah. He's proliferating the drugs. I hear. All right, but even then, I don't know if that means he's going to get the kids into trouble if they'll be caught. All right, fine. Let's try to chaperine a little bit of the next step. We'll probably not be able to finish. We can start. Okay, so this is basically in Lagabi Mumorim. What comes on now in Sif Gimel is going to talk about the Seder. L'chayra means if you want to be machmir like these paiskim, that even a mumul l'tiyoven, you have a chiyuv, then right, you should give from your own pocket, but don't use it in rechon al tzedakah, because maybe you're not yet to tzedakah. Yeah, if they're tinnik shenish b'kol shekein, an economy. But if you have somebody that you know, Ramzi your mumma, you have to know if you have such a mitzvah as a mumla hachis, but. To give him the kuliyama because he doesn't have a din of a mumma. All right. Sorry? If he's over the rabban, does that make him a mumma? So, gerade here, if you look in the Lashon, it says, afilu mitzvahes, or mikol mitzvahs amurus betayra. But the place can discuss the lucha, even if he'll be a drabon, it could be as a din of a mama. All right, but... Goyer in boy, I hear. All right, fine. That's a whole different... From him, but you have this in and of the Al-Taki Shalom, you could, and if you have a suffix, maybe then you would be mekuyev to. Alright, let's start Sif Gimel. What Sif Gimel is talking about is Kedima in the recipients. We know that Mumarim are out. Okay, now that we got them away, but now, who do I give to? I have a choice. I get 20 tzedakah letters in the mail, which Moised, or which Ani, you know, all sad stories written on the envelope already. You know, the envelopes are getting bigger because they have to fit the whole story now. This would be like one line, you get it. All these Nebuch sad stories, what are we going to do now? Which takes precedent? Who should go first? So, Lotum Mechaba, Hanoisein should know, and we discussed this before, Lotum Mechaba, you should know, Hanoisein Labonov of Hanoisein Vagadolim, Sheinu Chayev B'mezein Yisayim. If you support your children, that you're not chayiv in their mezainis, and Zok Teshach, and Sifkot and Dala, what does that mean? They're older than 6 years old. Why are you doing it? Kedei lalamed es abonim teira, or lahanig abonis b'derech yishara, even if it's not, even you're just providing food and clothing, that's also a form of tzedakah. We said we can't take it off a ma'isa, but it's a form of tzedakah. V'chein ha'noisim ha'tonis la'aviv, if you support your elderly parents or whatever, v'im tzrichim lehem, and they need to come on to your support, ha'rei zeh b'chlal tzedakah. That's also b'chlal tzedakah. V'la'oid, and not only that, l'shetzarech la'gdimoy la'cherem. You have to give preference to your father before anybody else, or to your children before anyone else. He's not your son and he's not your father. He's a relative. Also, they take precedence before anybody else. If you have a half brother from your father and against half brother from your mother, the half brother from your father has a closer kurva than the half brother from your mother, and if you have to give him precedence. And Aniya Beisai is a shaila amongst the person and the teachers. But Pashab Shad, Aniya Beisai means also your vicinity. It's your shachin, your downstairs apartment, your upstairs apartment, your neighbor. They, even though they're not your relative, they are Koidmin Laniya Iroi. Laniya Iroi, Koidmin Laniya Eraches. And Aniya Iroi goes before Aniya Eraches. Which Maisa? The Banav of Bunaisav? So that we discussed in the beginning of. Everything else that comes from myself, like I've one of the benayis that the minigis that we provide for them anyway. You see, we discussed in the Taz, in the beginning of Reish Mem Taz, in the Paiskim, that you can't take that off of myself. But could be have it's considered that you can't be yetzibad of shabachayv. You have a chiv already, whatever the reason is. But whatever the minig is to support, maybe till they go out to work by themselves, or they're financially independent, or till they get married. Whatever it is, till that point, you can't take off of Maisa. No, okay, but then Maisa, that's what it says in the beginning of Reish Mem Tes, that you can't. All right. Vakvuim be'ir, and if you have anim who akvuim be'ir, kruyim aniye ir. V'im koidmen aniye acherim aboim l'shom emakim v'sachem. Aniye ir, the point is that doesn't mean that they have to be born in the city. They just have to now live in the city. Some places suggest that it has to be there for 12 months. If they're ready to be considered a toshev, a full resident, a shochin of there, they have to be there 12 months. Kibbut. But once you have somebody who moved into town and is there for 12 months, now he's considered a ben ir. He takes precedent over an ani who's collecting from out of town and is going around knocking on your door. So even though right now he happens to be in the city, he's an aniye. He's an ani b'teichir. No, he doesn't have a din of ani ircha because he really is coming from a different city. And that's like the two nets of the person passing, not like Reba Baruch who said that once he's now in the city, has a din of ani ircha. It's not true. We paskin that he has a din wherever he lives, that's what din he has. If you come from a different city, he has a din of a different city. V'yeshrei Eretz Yisrael, and Yeshrei Eretz Yisrael are koidmin l'yeshrei chutz l'aretz. And Yeshrei Eretz Yisrael take precedent before Yeshrei chutz l'aretz. All right, that's a sort of a synopsis. Now the Ramah is going to sort of repeat it, but give more detail. Zok the Ramah, Panosis Atzmoy is Kodemis L'chol Adam. If a person doesn't have enough for himself, Avad he comes first. V'enu Chayiv L'asit Tzedakah Atchayi Eloi Panasosai. and which means you don't have the din of the greater share tzedakah. Avada, the minimum we discussed before, even an ani has a minimum amount, shlishas hashekel. But namal, what we're talking about, giving a regular form of tzedakah, 10%, 20%, whatever it is, you come first if you need to come onto that money. After you're provided for, then you should provide for your parents. If they are anim, v'heim, and your parents are koydin lim panos abanav, they come before your own children. And the pesukim of v'shala, what about your shver and shrigah? Do they come before your children? Do they have the same darga of a father and a mother? And who are din they declared? What about a grandfather? Do they have this grandparents? Do they have the same darga as a father and a mother? Some pesukim want to say that grandparents are considered craven, but not more than your children, and your children come first. It means we'll go parents, then children, then grandparents, and then brothers, like we'll see. All right, but anyway, the Ramah says is that the parents come before your children, v'akakach, bonov, and if there goes your children, v'im koidmin la'echov, and your children, and not only daughters, sons, but even daughters, whatever it is, they come, and even einuklach, even the grandchildren, the Pesukim say, come before your brothers and sisters. And your siblings are koydim l'shach kravim. V'akravim koydim l'shchenev, and your kravim are koydim l'shchenev, l'shchenev l'anshe iroi, v'anshe iroi li'aracheres, v'u adinim hoye shvuyim, v'tzorak l'vdeisven, the same thing, not only in the form of tzedakah, l'gavi pinyin shvuyim as well, that you have this form of kedima. It's you, then your parents, then your children, then your siblings, and the rest of your kravim. And the person say the kravim don't mean your 17th cousin because you're a genealogist. Kravim mean, some say it has to be dafka psulei kravim, they have to be close enough that they have a dinim psulei kruva, or whatever it is, they're kravim l'shchenav, and then your shchevim, your neighbors, the people on your block, are kravim to the rest, anshi irai. Some want to say that it's mamish hadraga. I don't know if it means if a guy living six blocks away from you, he's closer than the seven blocks away from you, but let's say in this area, we'll call it the Zichon Shner area. So if you live here, the Zichon Shner area might take precedent over the rest of the greater Lakewood city, because they're considered more Shechenim than the rest of Lakewood. So the Mechaber says, V'yesh Etzes HaKodmon L'yesh HaKhutzot. But if you look in the Shach says, Sifkotin, where is it? One second. Vav kodmin lani iracheres. It says that anche ir vani ira kodmin lani iracheres. Like the shach is mashav filu iracheres shalar tisrov. Chen kos of abak. It is, you know, they have to dispel the notion that people have because they've seen this sign 2,000 times. You know, ani tisrov kani ircha. It's a shach of a chazav. It's not true. Ani tisrov is not kani ircha. Ani tisrov is kani ircha that it's better than ani iracheres. But avad anir ircha is better than anir Eretz Yisrael. And you have a choice to give to your city, to give to anir Eretz Yisrael, avad you're supposed to give to your city. Now, if you go back to the Shach and Sifkon, hey, it says that you're allowed to provide a tzedakah for your parents. The Shach says, v'm yodah meseges, if you're able to provide for your parents without taking it from tzedakah, tovay mi'ira, a person will get cursed, l'misha mefanis is aviv m'mayis tzedakah. If he has his mafresh tzedakah and he uses that tzedakah to provide for his parents, and he could provide for his parents without taking it out of tzedakah, yodah meseges, then it's tovay mi'ira, that look what, your parents have to come on to tzedakah, this is how you're providing for your parents from tzedakah. It's a sensitivity, but it's tovay mi'ira. It's really, the Gemara says it, l'gabi maisa, the Shach applies it to tzedakah as well. Now, we talk about kravim. There's a shach in the beginning of Resh Mem Zayin. We just had a thing to tell you about this. But in Resh Mem Zayin, Sifkon Aleph, the shach quotes a Yishalmi that Rabbi Yosi Nosson Tzedakah Upinus Al Ishtai Hamagureshes Al Shem Mabasar Koloi Tesalem. She's already a grusha. He's no longer married to this wife. It's his ex-wife. Nevertheless, Al Tzedakah Mabasar Koloi Tesalem. It's a form of Kurva, he had a chiv to be Mavanis, his ex-wife. It means that even a grusha has precedence over stam ani ircha, stam from the people. They're considered a kariv. Tell that to a garish. But they have a din of a kariv that they have to provide for their ex-wife, not alts mezoinis and not alts ksuba stam, alts tzedaka, and they usually are Makabli Tzedak, they usually are needy people, these grushes, and the husband would have a chiev of tzedakah to provide for his ex-wife. Now, if you look in the Kedushe, and you look in Rabbi Kiva Eger, when it says, Tzarek lakdima l'chol adam, kroiva, if you have a karav comes before anybody else. So after kivega, afilu l'tamal chakam shein rabbi. If you have a tamal chakam who's not your rebbe, even though he's a tamal chakam, you have a chiv to give to your kroivim before you give to even a tamal chakam. That's a shak b'simen zeh. V'after mishom lekaraya rak oviv kroivim l'tamal chakam. The shak only says that your father comes before a tamal chakam. Mekom makom nira degam b'sharei kroivim hachi hu. The kivega paskins that all kroivim come before somebody, even the kroivim amaratzim come before somebody else who's a tamal chakam, unless he's a rabbi muvak. But if he's a tamal chakam, shein a rabbi, kroivim come first. There's a tshuva ksam soifa that the ksam soifa says that if you, when it says you have to be makdim your parents, your father, before you give to anybody else, or before you even give to your own children, that means if you have tzedakah and your father's in need of your entire maisa, you still have to give your father your entire maisa till you make him well off, you know, not well off, wealthy, but till you make him that he provide for every single need of his, that he's not lacking. You provided fully for his needs before you give to the next dagger, before you give to your son. Some place can say that's only the mile of kibra ve'aim, but if you have a choice between, let's say, your son and a brother, whatever, all the other daggers, you don't have this din that you have to give to your son fully before you give to the next dagger. It's only shava b'shava. If he needs food, then he goes before the next dagger. If he needs a car and the next guy needs food, the next person's food takes precedence over a car. But lagabi, a father l'chol tzrochav takes precedence over the next dagger. That's a true ksam seifa. Now it's pashit, but I should mention it anyway, it's pashit that this halakha, the whole category of which goes first, second, third, is only talking about when you're talking about a noisin tzedakah from his own money. But a gabe tzedakah, I'm sitting on the, and now I should give out a vada, he doesn't have a chiv to give to his krovim. In fact, it's also for him to favor his krovim over the rest of the neem in the city. If you look in Simon Reishon and Zayin Sefiot, it discusses there more bariches, that is clearly there's only going on a yachid. I just wonder if the Olam has gedul to say it just a drop more. To just finish up, we'll do a few piskei tshuvas here. Look in Sifkot and Beis. He says, "Shekrovei ishtoi yesh lam din ani eiroi." Krovei ishtoi is not as choshev as your own krovim, but they do have the same status as ani eiroi, even though they don't live in your city. V'lechein kosov dein lokuf labal losis the krovei ishtoi kokak k'moy lekrovei atzmai. Rak shlish echad, one third should go to the kroivei ishtai, derech moshon. And yitin lekroivei gimel rot, ein tzaruch litin lekroivei ishtai rak rot echad. You can give to your own family, you should give to your own family three times as much as you give to your wife's family. V'yesh listapikim kroivei ishtai hein gamkin ani yirei choyetze b'zeh madinam. Clearly they'll have a present over ani yirei. But the shal is how much more should you give them in terms of this formula? Should it be only 25%, or should that percentage grow?
Does his wife have a chiv to give them?
If she has money. But if she doesn't have money, then she has nothing to give. All right. Look in Sifkot and Gimel. V'ayim v'tru v'shemes t'dokot sh'kosa d'ani y'iroi afilo him amei ha'oretz koidmin l'ani y'ir acheres shem tamidu chakamim. Good. We saw the similar thing in Kivega Lagabi Kroivim. He's saying Lagabi Ani Ire. Ani Ire comes first. If they're all in the same city, then you go, you reckon with Chokma. But if it's your city first, Ani Ire Acheres, about your city goes first. One more Piskei Tshuva. I'm Bishkuzi Vizcham Soifah, Sheherek Ma'oid Tehesh Lakdim Yoshe Yishulayim or Yoshe Shara Yoris, Eretz Israel. In Eretz Israel Gufo, there's a mile of giving to Yishlaim over Shar Ayoritz of Eretz Israel. V'chala k'dim is einam elalak b'dim v'loy l'tchus nefashos chalilav. If someone's starving, avada forget the whole seida drum, avada you have to sakonos nefashos. It just means, v'akeim ishneim shovim, if everyone's equal, shetzichum l'achlis nashim b'lechem tzar, nem ezek koidim. Avada k'sheish l'anji Yishlaim, afilu rak lechem tzar, shuv ein lem shum tzviya ad sh'yagil l'chol ekam ayoritz acheres gamkin k'shir hazeh. V'shuv me anoisa shi'itzirchu l'chsos moiso es yesh shakdom alamukta machi yushava b'shava b'zeh. You see, l'gabi alisa ni'i iroi and ni'i aracheres, avada it's only in the same plane, in the same thing. You need chsos, that's all. You need cars, you need apartments, everything on the same mile, l'gabi moises, that's when you have this formula first. And over there, he goes to town, he's upset to Chsam Seifer, why, like Boima, everyone goes to Tzfas and makes a big deal, and he says that's why there was an earthquake, because Yerushalayim is Toivea, Tevaz El Boino, because Yerushalayim takes precedence over Shar Yoris of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, just as a sikkum, basically, if you have a choice, And obviously, it's onus tevei, you have to give to every person who's tevei. Loisa ametz, we discussed, loisa sikbo, so you have mitzvah saseis, good. But if you have a choice where to write out the large skumim to, avad ani ircha comes before anything else, and your craving comes even before ani ircha. Sorry? You should? Avad ani ircha come first. Ani ircha come first. If you have that tzarek. Now you should have kurvas first, and then mini kurva, then shchenim, and then ani ircha. So, you concentrate, if you think, and you get so many tzedakah, meisas lads, even from ani ircha, and they need the money, and aniim here, and amonis here, who need the money, temche shabbat, a lot of aniim here, obviously the lion's share of your tzedakah should go ani ircha. Nebuk, there are a lot of ani ircha, and if someone's giving it to other cities, it's a nice thing to give tzedakah, but you're not doing it in its mile, in its best form, because ani ircha are koidmin. Alright, but maybe next week I'll discuss a little more, we'll go vaitin.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.